the Phoenix Center. Call 649-7469.
Take in the great outdoors and take along insurance coverage you can count on. Hi, this is Julie at State Farm. We know that rush of freedom you can only get outdoors. Maybe you're taking on the trails in your ATV or zipping around your favorite course in your golf cart. At State Farm, we understand your passion. Whether your recreational vehicle is an off-road vehicle, a snowmobile, or a travel trailer, we can cover you. Our State Farm recreational vehicle insurance is designed with your needs in mind. And the premium may be less than you think. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Do you realize that Richland Center is one of the few cities in Wisconsin to have an outdoor theater, roller rink, bowling alley, book, and record store? While visiting Richland Center, make sure you stop at Mastodon Records, located at Okooch Books and Libations. They have new vinyl, used vinyl, collectible and keepsake records, and can special order. Maybe you no longer own a turntable. Mastodon Records can hook you up. Stop by Mastodon Records in downtown Richland Center at Okooch Books and Libations to start your record year.
Is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet, your one-stop shop for all your service needs on Highway 14 East or JonesChev.com. From oil changes to tires, brakes, and inspections, the GM trained technicians make maintenance simple for you. We have the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788, stopping by at Highway 14 East, or visit JonesChev.com. Your friends at Jones Chevrolet take pride in giving you the service you need. Need new tires? Don't forget about the Jones 30-day price match guarantee on tires. Get the best price in town or we will refund the difference. Some restrictions apply. See an advisor for details. And remember, quality, affordable GM accessories are available too from Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or JonesChev.com. Chevrolet, together let's drive.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Some federal employees who took the buyout offer from Elon Musk's government efficiency office were then fired by mistake, says an official with the Office of Personnel Management, who adds that they will honor the buyout. A Trump administration official confirms to ABC News that Musk's outfit is requesting access to an IRS data system that stores personal tax information on millions of Americans. The official says so far access has not been granted. ABC's Ann Flaherty.
Right now, they don't seem to know the impact of these layoffs. What they're trying to do is this kind of shock and awe.
Musk has alleged government waste and fraud, but has not cited any evidence or examples. Thousands are without power and at least 10 are dead from violent storms with wind and flooding across the South. Shakira posts on X that she canceled last night's concert in Lima because she went into the ER with abdominal issues. Expected to be released on Monday. This is ABC News. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has signaled that he's moving ahead with this proposal that has sparked debate and condemnation in the Mideast. In Tel Aviv, ABC's Marcus Moore.
He also reaffirmed President Trump's plan to move Palestinians from Gaza to neighboring Egypt and Jordan, but that plan has already been rejected by leaders in Egypt and Jordan who are working on an alternative that would see Palestinians staying in Gaza. Now, Secretary Rubio also said a peace in Gaza is not possible if Hamas is allowed to continue being a governing force there and a military force in the region.
LeBron James sat out the NBA All-Star game the first time he has been selected but didn't play. Los Angeles Lakers star announced that he would miss it about 90 minutes before it was set to start. He cited foot and ankle issues. William Byron raced to his second straight Daytona 500 win, dodging a string of late race wrecks that knocked out a chunk of contenders at Daytona International Speedway. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
Okay, let's see a show of hands. Who's ready for the snow that's surely on its way? What? You haven't found winter coats, snow pants, or boots for your kids yet? Have you checked out the supply at the Creative Outlet? Don't wait too long, because at the resale prices, they won't last. Visit the Creative Outlet soon at 156 East Court Street in downtown Richland Center. Thanks for keeping your money local.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
This is Paul from Prescription Center. For over 40 years, we have been a trusted member of the health care of our community. We've always been here for everyone. From West Seminary Street, where it all started, to the hospital, and now to Sexsonville Road, we have provided honest advice, low prices, and with the help of many of our friends, a pay-it-forward account to help those that can't afford their medication. We are humbled by the trust we have earned. We have always made every effort to make pharmacy affordable to all. We accept all insurances because you deserve to have your plan honored. The only area pharmacy to take TRICARE and CHAMP VA. What better way to say thank you to those who served? We thank all for their trust. If you want this type of service, let us be your pharmacy of choice.
Family Prescription Center, where your family always comes first.
5 minutes after 7, good morning. No delays or cancellations today in the Department of School. The Spring Green Community Food Pantry distribution for today is canceled. It will be held next week at 10:30 instead, next Monday. This President's Day, it's time to save big on the furniture you've been dreaming of. At Court & Main Furniture & Mattress, they're celebrating with unbeatable deals on everything from cozy sofas to stylish dining sets, bedroom furniture, and more. All marked down for huge savings. Plus, get free delivery on all purchases during the limited-time President's Day sale. Whether you need a new recliner to relax in or a chic table to host your guests, they've got you covered. Hurry in, these deals won't last long. Visit Court and Main Downtown Richland Center to take advantage of the President's Day savings before they're gone. Court and Main, where your dream home is just a sail away.
Wilkinson Auctions is proud to present our annual Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. This is a huge auction with tractors, farm equipment, tillage equipment, planters, trucks, trailers, combines, and more. We're taking quality consignments of equipment. Get your equipment up to the Hillsboro Auction Yard today. This is a live auction with online bidding available. The Hillsboro Area Equipment Auction, Wednesday, February 19th at the Hillsboro Auction Yard. More info at WilkinsonAuctions.com.
The Wisconsin Supper Club tradition has found new life at Kickapoo Creekside. From mouth-watering steaks and fresh seafood to a large salad bar and perfectly crafted old fashions, Kickapoo Creekside offers a truly exceptional dining experience. Choose from the menu or indulge in the chef's daily special. Dine inside or enjoy your meal outside in the fresh air. Visit Kickapoo Creekside at 827 West Kickapoo Street in Reedstown. Open Wednesdays through Saturdays at 4 p.m. and Sundays starting at 11. Come and taste the tradition.
This is Garrett with Vitesse Think Power Sports. You're invited to our boat show this Thursday through Saturday. We have a huge heated showroom packed full of 24 and 25 inventory. Boats by Tracker, Ranger, Sun Tracker, Regency, Nitro, and Tahoe. With promos like a 7-year warranty on Mercury outboards, discounts up to $10,000, and more. We hope to see you at our in-house boat show at Vitesse Think Power Sports, Highway 14, Richland Center. Your authorized Tracker Boats dealer.
Vitesse Think Power Sports.
WRCO Hometown Weather Watch, sponsored by the Schultz Mortgage Team. Call 608-738-8765. You don't need 20% down to make your homeownership dream come true.
A high of just 4 degrees today. Partly cloudy, breezy, bitter cold through the day. West and northwest winds at 8 to 18. Tonight, 12 below zero. And for Tuesday, a high of 8. A cold weather advisory in effect from 11 this morning through noon Tuesday. For wind chills, 20 to 25 below during the day today. Closer to 30 below for Tuesday morning. The rest of the week, 12 for a high Wednesday, 19 Thursday, 25 Friday, a slight chance of a snow shower overnight Saturday and a high of 31, and Sunday, 39. That's what I'm talking about. East winds around 5, making for a wind chill around 20 below. The actual air temperature at 7 degrees below zero. Good morning from WRCO and WRCE.
It was good to see you smile. Silly me, thinking we could make it work. Can you blame me for getting my hopes up? You know it took me right back to how it used to be. And baby, seeing us like that is still a little bittersweet. But it was good to see you smile. Girl, you know.
Morgan Wallen and Smile on WRCO. Celebrity birthdays today include actor Lou Diamond Phillips, who is 63, and Basketball Hall of Famer Michael Jordan, who is 62. That's right. Born right around, well, you know, about the same time as me, right? A lot of good ballers were born that year. My mother said I balled all the time, couldn't get me to stop. Anyway, this is Tyler Hubbard.
Jack makes good whiskey. Red dirt makes good riding roads. Country makes good music for kicking up dust in a taillight glow. Dry wood makes good fires. Good years make good swings. All that's all good, but for me, God makes 5 foot nine brown. Oh,
no worries. Staying single was the plan. Didn't need a steady man. I had it covered till I discovered the love.
Twain to warm you up here today on WRCO. Champion Crab Races Day. It's National Cabbage Day. Maybe make a cabbage soup to warm up with. It's also National Public Science Day, Indian Pudding Day, Random Acts of Kindness Day. There you go. We could use that today. And President's Day, also known as George Washington's birthday, observed the third Monday in February. There'll be no mail delivery today in the area and across the nation as a result. Well, we'll see what old Hank Bray is up to in just a little bit and how his wild weekend went.
Wirtz Plumbing and Heating is committed to excellence with a goal of 100% customer satisfaction. We offer a full range of plumbing services from water heaters and septics to kitchen and bathroom fixtures, along with leaks and repairs. Bathroom remodels are our specialty, no matter the size. When heating and cooling failures need urgent attention, our experienced troubleshooters will diagnose and find the most reliable, lowest cost solution. Call 647-6345 or visit WirtzPlumbingAndHeating.com. Wirtz Plumbing and Heating, Highway 80 North, Richland Center.
Make TC Auto Works your one-stop shop for all your automotive needs. Whether it's an oil change, tires, complex repairs, or time to purchase your next vehicle, you can trust TC Auto Works for great service and sales. You'll find a selection of quality pre-owned vehicles. See a salesperson for details. View their full inventory at tcautoworks.com. TC Auto Works, 1201 Highway 14 East, Richland Center, 383-1700.
Clary Memorial Funeral Home, every detail is handled with compassion and integrity. I'm Nicole Widener Ford, a licensed funeral director. Josh Clary and I share commitment to honoring every life with meaningful commemoration. Clary Memorial offers a variety of personalized service options to fit your needs and budget. With spacious facilities and a dedicated professional staff, in your time of need, trust Clary Memorial Funeral Home to guide you through. Call today for compassionate care.
Unmanaged high blood pressure is one of the leading causes of heart disease. Because there are usually no symptoms associated with high blood pressure, it's important to have yours checked regularly by your primary care provider. This American Heart Month, the Richland Hospital and Clinics reminds you that you have the power to take action and protect yourself from heart disease. Small steps like working more activity into your day and managing your blood pressure can have a big impact on protecting your heart.
It's time right now for the Roundup from WRCO-FM 100.9, proudly sponsored by Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, Napa Auto and Truck Parts, and by Syme Funeral Home. Join Phil and Hank for Chet's Chuckle. They may not solve the world's problems, but they'll definitely make you laugh.
It's time for the Roundup.
Good morning, Philip. You look awful bushy and bright-tailed today.
Absolutely. You got to be.
Well,
June said 21 naps yesterday. That's exaggerating.
Yeah, but yeah, you probably had more.
I had two, I think.
Counting?
No, well, I had one in the afternoon, and then one, we were supposed to be watching TV last night, so took a little.
She watched TV.
She did, yeah.
Did you sleep good, though?
Pretty well, yeah. I think so. I needed it.
Nothing bothered you, did it?
No. Busy weekend.
Yeah,
lots
busy
of stuff.
Weekend, yeah. Did you miss me over the wrestling weekend?
Oh, we did. We thought about you often, but...
Did you? Yeah, I was demoted, I see.
And, yeah, well, we picked up Kirk Lair as a free agent, and then we sent you down to the minors.
I heard that.
You're covering that middle school tournament, DeSoto.
Yeah.
I think it's this week.
Is it?
So, yeah.
I appreciate that.
What do you do, Hank?
You're a good man.
Thank you. Well, it's all we
Kirk
can do.
Kirk did well, didn't he?
Oh, yeah,
awesome.
Absolutely.
Awesome.
Pat Mahoney.
Oh, my goodness.
Bill and David Werman.
And Phil Neek.
Yeah, and... I'm just along for the clowning around, I think.
Yeah, but you guys did wonderful.
Yeah,
so.
We got along great. And then, of course, we had Valentine's on Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Had a ball game. You were at Ithaca as well. That wasn't a real fun trip home.
No, it wasn't. It wasn't a real fun trip there if you waited too late.
I know.
So, but it's done. Kids played well. They played really well, I thought.
Yeah.
I thought Ithaca did.
Good game.
So anyway.
I broke down and I brought some flowers for June, because I didn't think the popcorn from the concession stand was enough. So I bought her some flowers.
Did she appreciate
some chocolates?
That?
Yeah, absolutely. I was worried. I was kind of worried she was going to get a knee replacement, you know.
Oh, and they start early.
Chet's chuckle.
Yes. So.
Did you learn any? Oh, yeah. Congratulations on your big award.
Oh, thank you.
Umpire of the year.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. It was very interesting. I had a nice banquet, or a luncheon, I should say.
Uh-huh.
So.
Did they say nice things about you?
Not at all.
Didn't they?
All the coaches stood up. Booed.
Oh, did they really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Speaking of that one old boy, that Pat Riley guy, I tell you.
Oh, yeah.
He goes, we had to nominate somebody, Henry.
Well, there you go.
No,
it's good to be recognized.
Very humbled.
Uh-huh.
So, good experience. So.
Oh, that's awesome.
So, anyway.
And then for another prize would have been to just put you up in full gear and then have some beginning pitcher, you know, that can throw pretty hard. Throw in the dirt.
Well, here's the thing. I'm going to get that all season. So.
Oh, got him again.
Got him again. I remember one day, where was I at? Was that arena when I got hit 11 times?
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it was.
Yeah, yeah. So, mm-hmm. Yeah, that was a tough day for Hank. Hank was wanting to know what he did wrong.
Yeah.
Or the decisions in your life that you start thinking about. 11 times.
11 times. That's got to be near a record, I would think.
For me, it is.
Was that 7 or 9 innings?
That was 9.
9 innings.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Once per inning plus.
Yeah. So, oh, boy. The anyway, catcher must have been having trouble stopping it.
It was all four of them. But I did a nice job.
Yeah.
Yeah, I did a nice job stopping them.
Well, you stopped it before I got back to the bench.
Without question.
Yeah, good for you.
I held those runners at first base. Well, I have a joke from Jamie Gander down at Badgerland Flooring.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Is it going to floor us? Thank you.
Or he may just wash it right down the shower.
Right.
Why do cows have hooves instead of feet?
I give up, Hank.
Because they are lactose.
Oh. Not bad, Jamie.
Not bad. Yeah, he did a nice job.
He keeps going. He might get himself a job telling jokes here on Mondays.
Well, he anytime, if you want a joke, go down there and talk to him.
Oh, well.
Feel sorry for Amy, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. What do you call a cow that just gave birth?
Decaffeinated.
Yes, decaffeinated.
I knew that one, Hank.
What do you call a chicken that's afraid to cross the road?
I give up.
A chicken.
Oh, well, we'll have more, hopefully better, after these words from Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such.
Hello, friends. Ellie here from Chet's. Are you looking for a place to get feed for all of your furry friends? Well, look no further. At Chet's Feed, Seed, and Such, we have premium feeds for cattle, hogs, horses, sheep, and even rabbits. We carry many of the best brands to keep your animals happy and healthy. We also have chicken, feed, and scratch. But don't worry, we still have our huge selection of premium cat and dog foods as well. Chet's is your one-stop shop for all of your animal feed needs. Stop down and chat with us today at 880 North Orange Street or give us a call at 608-647-8833. Without you, there wouldn't be us.
Hey, Hank, do you know why the pickle had paparazzi?
Something with a deal.
It was a big deal. It was a real big deal.
Oh, you're really good, Phil.
Well, I don't know about that.
Hey, I went out to eat Saturday after my banquet.
Did you really?
Yeah. And the waiter asked me, hey, if I wanted a box for my leftovers. And I said, I don't like fighting.
There you go. In this corner, weighing...
let's move on.
Hank Bray. Yeah. In this corner... Weighing 175, the waiter.
You know,
I'm going to take the waiter.
Yeah, I'm taking the waiter.
Yeah.
My wallet is like an onion, Philip.
Really?
Yeah. Every time I open it, it makes me cry.
Oh, I hear you. If it weren't for receipts from the ATM, you know, I just wouldn't have much in the wallet.
Right.
You know, just not much there.
Yeah. But it's weird, though, because I went to four ATMs yesterday.
Did you?
Or Saturday in Madison. Every one of them said they had insufficient funds.
You had what?
It said insufficient funds.
Okay.
Every one of them.
What do you do?
I don't know what to do. So I called the bank.
Yeah.
They said it, too.
After the second or third time, it takes your card, I think, doesn't it?
I have no idea. Does it take your card anymore?
No, it doesn't. It shuts it off, I think.
But just like you're an idiot?
It used to take your card, though. Yeah. I think it happened to me once. Or a clunk, you heard it land inside the old time machine, you know. Like, what? That's, come on.
The first card in there of the day.
It'll be available at your bank.
Yeah. When?
Yeah, exactly. Oh, well, there
what
goes.
What can you do?
That went my date, you know. I couldn't get any money out.
Yeah. A woman is on trial for stealing a can of peaches, Phil.
Really?
Tough times, yeah. The judge asked her, how many peaches were in the can? 6, Your Honor. The judge says, I sentence you to 6 days in jail.
Wow.
Her husband stands up and says, Your Honor, she also stole a can of peas.
She'd be in a little bit longer. Yes.
Poor guy.
What kind of music do planets like?
Oh, I don't know what.
Neptune.
Oh. Yes.
You know, yeah. I used to go courting in Neptune.
Did you?
Yeah, absolutely.
A little boy goes to his grandpa and says, Grandpa, can you make a frog noise? The grandpa laughs and asks, why? The boy replies, because grandma said when you croak, we're going to Disney World.
Ribbon.
Yep, yeah. Poor guy.
Boy.
Yeah, I know. It's not fun.
No respect at all.
None at all. I do have a good one for you.
You do?
Yeah.
It's the kicker.
No, not yet.
Oh, it's not the kicker yet?
Yeah.
But boy, you've outdone yourself with jokes this morning.
Yeah. Let's see here. I got to find it first, though. Oh, here's one. Here it is. A guy walks in a job interview and hands the manager his resume. The manager asks, I see you have no previous experience line of work. Do you have any references? The guy replies, does my parole officer count?
There you go. Well, maybe.
Maybe.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
A couple of celebrity jokes here today.
Is it about you?
What do you call a singer with a laptop on her head?
I don't know.
Adele.
Adele. Oh, my goodness. That's pretty good, Phil.
And one more celebrity one. How does Reese eat her ice cream?
Oh, with a Weatherspoon?
No. Witherspoon.
Witherspoon.
A Weatherspoon.
Just go ahead and make fun of me.
Oh, well, sorry.
Yeah.
Mr. Weatherby was the principal for Archie's school in Riverdale, the comics. Yeah. So is a kicker coming up?
I got one more than the kicker.
Okay, I'm going to get out of the way.
The job interview number two.
Okay.
Describe yourself in three words. The man goes, lazy.
Oh.
The interviewer goes, okay, but that's only one word. And Phil goes, yeah, I know. That's enough effort for the day.
Putting himself out there.
One more quick thought. Why does it take 7 to 10 business days, Philip, to refund my money when it took 5 to 7 seconds to take out of my account?
That's good point.
All right. Here's your kicker, young man.
I'm getting out of the way.
Yep.
I'm getting way back here.
The old couple and the grocery list.
All right.
As an elderly couple is sitting at home when the wife says, I'm craving ice cream. Write it down so you don't forget. The husband goes, I don't need to write it down. I remember. Wife goes, fine. But I also want chocolate ice cream, and you better write that down. Or chocolate syrup. You better write that down. Husband goes, I got it. Ice cream, chocolate syrup. Oh, and whipped cream.
Huh.
Please write it down. Husband goes, trust me, I remember. 30 minutes later, he walks back in and hands her a plate of bacon and eggs and she stares at the plate and says, oh, you forgot the toast.
Ba-bum!
Oh, how true that is.
Yes,
it is how true that is. So, but anyway, young man, there you go. I hope everybody at least got a little kick out of that.
Not a bad day there, Hank.
Not a bad day. Yeah. I had one about a manager, too, but...
Oh.
I may have to get that approved. So it'll take a couple weeks.
Yeah, it probably will. I'm kind of busy.
I hope you have a good day. I know we're busy this week. So this is really the last full week of basketball season as we know it. I mean, I know the boys.
The boys have one more week.
Has one more week. So they play, let me rephrase that. This is kind of like the last full week for me.
Oh, okay. Yeah, the girls' tournament brackets are up. They start next Tuesday.
Next Tuesday.
And sectionals for wrestling for boys and girls this weekend.
Yep.
And we're heading toward the Dells. You're going to be there a little late. I heard you were going to be in the Cazenovia Polar Plunge this year.
Yes.
Jumping Lee Lake Saturday afternoon.
No, everybody does not want to see. I get to wear my Speedos.
Yeah, but after you jump in the water, you'll be all purple and nobody's even going to,
I'll look like a little raisin out
exactly.
there. Exactly. Well. Or a prune in my place. Have a good day.
Have
be kind.
Have a good one. That's Hank Bray.
Since 1892, Syme Funeral Home and Crematory in Reedstown has been compassionately caring for generations of local families. With recent renovations to their facility, they're proud to carry on the legacy of the Syme family, offering a wide range of full-service options including traditional funerals, cremation services with custom celebrations of life, and green burials. They are honored to walk alongside you in your time of need. They also offer complimentary planning services for those who wish to plan their service in advance. They invite you to call them at 629-5651 to learn how they can customize services to honor your unique life. Syme Funeral Home and Crematory, proudly serving Reedstown and the surrounding area since 1892.
Looking for an exciting career opportunity with a world leader in coated glass for residential windows and doors? Look no further than Cardinal CG. They're hiring for all shifts, including production positions, with the potential to earn up to $29 an hour. Enjoy up to 6 weeks of time off per year and start earning vacation hours on your very first day. Apply in person Monday through Friday from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. Interviews and tours are available at 1024 East Madison Street in Spring Green. Join the Cardinal CG team today and be a part of the future of residential glass innovation.
want a satisfying meal for just $6? Try the new $6 meal deal from Dunkin'. It's a medium hot or iced coffee, a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich, and a side of hash browns for just $6. You know Dunkin' coffee. It's always made just how you like it. The bacon, egg, and cheese is toasty and delicious, and crispy golden hash browns are a must. So they're in the new $6 meal deal too. Take advantage of this offer while supplies last. Exclusions apply. See store for details.
Free February sale is going on at Furniture Decor and More in Boscobel and Westby. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and free gift with qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby. Free February sale going on at Furniture Decor and More in Westby and Boscobel. This month only, get free financing, free in-town delivery, and a free gift with a qualifying purchase. Don't miss it. Free February at Furniture Decor and More, Boscobel and Westby.
If you're looking for the perfect flooring for your next project, whether it's carpet, tile, wood, or laminate, Badger Land Flooring has you covered. Not sure what suits your space? Visit Jamie, Amy, and the team at their showroom at 1475 Highway 14 East Richland Center. With over 40 years of installation experience, they will guide you to the best flooring solution and ensure it's done right. Stop by Badger Land Flooring and let their expertise bring your flooring vision to life.
Some notes on today. In 1992, serial killer Jeffrey Dahmer was sentenced to life imprisonment. 2013, Danica Patrick won the Daytona 500 pole, becoming the first woman to secure the top spot for any Sprint Cup race. And in 2014, Jimmy Fallon made his debut as host of NBC's Tonight Show. Coming up, birthdays and anniversaries, sponsored by The Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
Let me get caught up on a couple of birthdays that were over the weekend. A happy birthday to Wyatt Banker. Happy birthday from Grandma Kathy. And a happy birthday wishes to Mason Arnold Benson from Mom, Dad, and Piglet. And also from Grandpa as well to Arnold. Have a great day today, Mindy Carter. Love Mom, Mandy, Dean, AJ, Annika, Scott, Riley, and Brady. Happy birthday to Joe Steadley from the Twin Bluffs Fan Club. And Sandy Wancurl Feeney today from the Durst Cousins. To Holly Hoffman, happy 49th birthday. Love from Mom and Dad. Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions wishing the best to Alice Watson and Frank Chitwood. Richland Center Lions Club today with wishes for Helen Nelson and Judy Shireman. And a happy birthday on the 18th, that is the 17th of February, for Helen Nelson from Richland Center United Methodist Church. Have a great day today to Sharon Gromshek from your friends, residents, and staff of Schmidt-Woodland Hills. Best wishes, Sharon, and everybody celebrating today on a Monday. And maybe light up some of those birthday candles and warm it up a little bit out there.
Do you need to find a unique gift for someone special? Or maybe you just like one-of-a-kind items that nobody else has. This is Jamie at J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center, and we have put together a super cool collection of estate jewelry. Antique, vintage, mid-century, 80s, or even just used modern items. We have items from rings, earrings, diamonds, and necklaces, to bracelets and pocket watches, plus some repurposed items, men's and women's jewelry. If you like unique gifts that aren't expected, estate jewelry is the way to go. Oh, the best part, estate jewelry is cheaper than new. J.J. Walsh Jewelers in downtown Richland Center.
Last year, the CFPB reported that credit cards from top retailers had an average APR of over 32% interest. At WCCU Credit Union, we understand that store credit cards come with some discounts and rewards. But if you're not paying these cards off monthly at over 30% interest, you're spending more than you know. WCCU has some of the best Visa and MasterCard programs with options to transfer your balances from other cards to save you money. As you receive your credit card statements, look at the rates and terms. Then visit us at wccu.coop to compare our rates, apply for a card, and transfer balances. for affordable credit from people you know and trust. Contact any of our offices or visit us at wccu.coop.
Helping you build a better life. WCCU Credit Union feels so right.
Sleepy Hollow GM Certified Service Express. Just drive right in. Oil changes, tire rotations, and basic maintenance. Just drive right in. No appointment. Come when it's convenient for you. 7:30 to 4:30, Monday through Friday, and until noon on Saturday. Pull up the doors on the Quick Trip side, and the door will open automatically. You just drive right in. At Sleepy Hollow Chevy Buick GMC on Baroqua's North Side.
Oh, Sleepy Hollow, we'll take care of you. Sleepy Hollow.
Well, Tech Sports coming up next hour. We'll talk about some of those qualifiers for the next level in wrestling, both team-wise and individuals. And the WIAA girls brackets are out for basketball tournament starting 1 week from tomorrow. It doesn't seem possible, but we are past the middle of the month. You go out and it's 7 degrees below zero. It just does not seem possible. Somebody else told me that when you have the Daytona 500, that's the start of spring. So there you go. William Byron won that race yesterday, by the way. Phil Neal, hope you have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl in the world? And if you did, was she crying, crying? Hey, if you happen to I'd lost my morning sun. I lost my head and I said some things. Now comes the heartaches that the morning brings. I know I'm wrong, I couldn't see. I let my world slip away from me. So hey, did you happen to see the most beautiful girl?
Sean WRCO, Phil Nee, hoping you stay warm. Have a great day in Southwest Wisconsin. Joanne is next with the news.
This President's Day, discover the perfect piece for your home at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet. Going on now through February 21st. For $7.99, you can choose from the Simple Joy sofa and love seat to relax in style. The Bullenberg dining table with four chairs to bring the family together. The Lavenhorn reclining sofa with a drop-down table for ultimate comfort. The Hyena full or queen panel bed with dresser, mirror, and nightstand for a complete bedroom refresh. Your choice for just $7.99 plus tax and delivery. Visit A Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet at 172 South Church Street, Richland Center, where comfort meets community. Sale ends February 21st.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good
Good morning. It is a sunny 6 degrees below zero in Richland Center. WRCO and WRCE News is sponsored by Walsh's Ace Hardware, Jones Chevrolet, and Town & Country TV and Appliance. A cold weather advisory is in effect through 11 o'clock today, then again tonight through noon Tuesday. Wind chills of 20 to 25 degrees below zero are possible today and closer to 30 degrees below zero tomorrow morning. Partly cloudy, breezy, and bitter cold today with a high of 4. West-northwest winds 8 to 18 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy to clear with dangerous wind chills and a low of 12 below with northwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Currently in Richland Center, after a low of 8 below, we're up to 6 below with east-northeast winds at 10 miles per hour, making it feel more like 18 below.
Hi everyone, Brian from Walsh's. Spring is right around the corner. Is your yard equipment ready? Now through March 31st, bring in your rider, tiller, push mower, or weed eater and get 10% off your total bill at Walsh's Ace. Need a hand? We offer pickup and delivery too. Don't wait. Get your equipment tuned up and ready for the season at Walsh's Ace. Walsh's Ace, your neighborhood place for everything outdoors. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Good morning from the Civic Media News Desk. I'm Joanne Krulatz. The man accused of a triple homicide in New Lisbon faces more charges. 47-year-old Virgil Thu made his initial appearance in Juneau County Court Thursday. Thu, already charged with 3 counts of first-degree intentional homicide, now faces charges of hiding a corpse, possession of a firearm as a convicted felon, taking and driving a vehicle without consent, and a misdemeanor charge of obstructing an officer. He's accused of killing 33-year-old Elizabeth Colba and 2 girls, ages 12 and 13, at their New Lisbon home late last year. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office is investigating a theft of items that occurred Thursday evening at approximately 7:15. 2 male subjects entered the Farm and Fleet store located in Dodgeville. The subjects eventually left the store and placed the items in an unoccupied vehicle in the parking lot. The vehicle left westbound on Highway YZ. The Iowa County Sheriff's Office is looking for assistance in identifying 2 male subjects and the vehicle involved. There were additional unidentified subjects in the vehicle. Stolen items consisted of a steel chainsaw, an M18 Sawzall, an M18 Hex Impact Kit, and 2 M12 heated jackets. Please contact Deputy Dylan Aide or Sergeant Lynn Gunderson with any information that may help with this investigation. The Vernon County Sheriff's Office was called to investigate a reported road rage incident that allegedly occurred south of Viroqua Friday night. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports the arrest of Justice William Kelly, 49, of Cuba City, as a result. At approximately 6:30, the Sheriff's Office 911 Dispatch Center received a call from a motorist traveling on U.S. Highway 14 near the intersection of State Highway 27 in rural Viroqua in the town of Franklin. The caller reported that while following another vehicle, that motorist discharged a firearm multiple times from their vehicle. The caller described the other vehicle, but was no longer following it. About 5 minutes after the initial call, the sheriff's office received a second call from a motorist, indicating that another vehicle contacted the rear of the second caller's vehicle. The second caller was forthright about having a firearm or firearms in the vehicle, and would wait at a convenience store on the south side of the city of Viroqua to file a report. The Viroqua Police Department, including the dispatcher, immediately assisted the sheriff's office with the investigation ongoing at different locations. Evidence led investigators to believe the 2 calls were associated. There were children in both vehicles. No one was injured. The second caller was identified as 49-year-old Justice William Kelly. He cooperated with the investigation, and a firearm was recovered from his vehicle. Kelly was transported to the Sheriff's Office Detention Center and booked on potential charges of second-degree recklessly endangering safety. Kelly is expected to appear in Vernon County Court today. The Vernon County Department of Human Services Child Protective Services assisted, and the children were released to a responsible person associated with them. The Richland Center Fire Department was called out just before 4 Saturday morning to a fire on Hornet Hive Drive. The concession stand near the Avitus Rip football field was on fire. Fire units were able to contain the fire to mainly the roof and attic area, the west end of the building. There was major damage to the structure. 5 units and 26 firefighters were on scene for 2.5 hours. Also assisting were the Richland County Sheriff's Department, Richland Center Police Department, Richland EMS, and Richland Electric Cooperative. No injuries were reported. Representative Todd Novak and Senator Romaine Quinn introduced legislation to permanently fund the Office of School Safety. The Office of School Safety is a division of the Wisconsin Department of Justice created by legislation Representative Novak authored in 2018 to keep students safe at school. OSS has become a critical resource for students, teachers, school administrators, and education communities throughout Wisconsin with the intent to prevent violence in schools. During the 2023-25 biennium, OSS faced funding issues with the expiration of federal grants. Representative Novak and Senator Quinn worked with Attorney General Josh Call to author a bill to provide funding through the fall of 2025, utilizing funds from concealed carry holder permit fees. The bill was signed into law by Governor Evers. The new proposal ensures that OSS will retain the necessary full-time staffing levels to continue in its success by changing the project positions to permanent positions and funding them through general purpose revenue. This means the office will no longer need to rely on federal grant funding nor short-term supplemental funding to operate at its current capacity. The bill is currently being circulated for co-sponsorship and will be formally introduced in the legislature later this month. Governor Tony Evers will propose an ambitious overhaul of Wisconsin's corrections system as part of his state budget. During a budget briefing at the Capitol Friday, the Democratic governor said the cornerstone of his approximately $500 million plan is repurposing the Lincoln Hills Copper Lake Youth Prison as a medium-security adult facility and building a new youth facility in Dane County. Evers also wants to remodel the century-old Waupon Prison into a vocational village with a focus on training, remodel the medium-security Stanley Prison to maximum security, and expand and remodel the maximum security prison in Hobart in minimum security. Evers said the domino series of facility changes, improvements, and modernization efforts will finally allow for closure of the more than 150-year-old Green Bay Correctional Institution. Evers will also propose policy changes to reduce the state's corrections population, currently at about 23,000 incarcerated individuals. Early reaction is mixed. Republican State Senator Van Wangard of Racine issued a statement saying he's willing to have an honest dialogue with the governor, but the legislature won't, quote, let a bunch of felons out of prison. At the Capitol, a proposal is being reintroduced to combat human trafficking on the demand side. Modeled after current law in Florida and Washington, the Human Trafficking Prevention Act would impose a mandatory $5,000 surcharge on convictions for patronizing or soliciting prostitutes or keeping a place of prostitution. Republican State Senator Andre Jacques of DePere says he and advocates for those being trafficked see this bill as attacking the demand side. He's reintroducing it with Republican State Representative Scott Allen of Waukesha. Similar legislation has previously passed bipartisan committee votes in the state Senate and Assembly and passed unanimously in the state Senate during the 2019-20 session, and Governor Tony Evers has previously indicated support. Jacques says money generated by charge would be evenly divided between the Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force and building capacity to help survivors of human trafficking. The Assembly Education Committee passed a bill last week for reversing DPI standards. It would reset state report card standards to levels set in 2019-20, align grades 3 through 8 with national standards, and restore high school testing standards to levels set in the 2021-22 school year. Critics argue the DPI changes mask poor performance. State Superintendent Jill Underley has said standards weren't lowered and the changes were made through a transparent process with input from educators. There's only one statewide race on Tuesday's primary ballot in Wisconsin. It's for superintendent of public instruction. The constitutional office charged with oversight of the Wisconsin Department of Public Instruction. The position is officially nonpartisan. Incumbent Jill Underly is seeking a second four-year term. Underly previously served as superintendent of the Pecatonica Area School District in southwest Wisconsin. Challenging her are Jeff Wright, Sauk Prairie School District superintendent, and former Democratic candidate for state assembly, and Brittany Kinzer, an educational consultant from Milwaukee. Voters will narrow the field to two on Tuesday for the April general election. Residents in the town of Buena Vista will also have a local primary election for town supervisors. Five candidates are vying for two spots. Names as they will appear on the ballot are Jake Kleckner, Zachary Tomei, Ronald Morris, Gordon Brockway, and Jeremiah Robert Ringelstetter. Other positions up for election in the spring general election include Clerk Melissa Allen and Van Nelson, and Treasurer Angela Larson and Barbara Brockway. Average gasoline prices in Wisconsin have fallen 1.9 cents per gallon in the last week, averaging $2.90 a gallon today, according to Gas Buddy's survey of 3,112 stations in Wisconsin. Prices in Wisconsin are 4.5 cents per gallon lower than a month ago and stand 11.8 cents per gallon lower than a year ago. According to Gas Buddy price reports, the cheapest station in Wisconsin was priced at $2.54 a gallon yesterday, while the most expensive was $3.39 a gallon, a difference of 85 cents per gallon. Postal Service facilities will be closed for retail transactions today in observance of President's Day. There will be no regular mail delivery and no mail collection runs conducted throughout the state of Wisconsin. Although there will not be regular mail delivery, Priority Mail Express is delivered 365 days a year and will be delivered today. Normal delivery and collection schedules will resume tomorrow.
Get the lawn repair that can conquer pet hair like a pro with the Maytag Pet Pro system. The built-in Pet Pro filter in the washer visibly removes pet hair on any cycle, while the XL lint trap in the dryer traps and removes additional pet hair. Visit Town & Country TV & Appliance today to see how the Maytag Pet Pro system works. Town & Country TV & Appliance, serving you for 50 years in Richland Center. Open from 8 to 5 weekdays.
Today is Monday, February 17th. Guy A. Heck, 72, of Spring Green, died Tuesday. A celebration of life will be held Saturday from 10:30 to 11:30 at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green, with a time of sharing at 11:30. Guy A. Heck, 72, of Spring Green. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94, of Richland Center and formerly of Avoca, died Friday. A funeral service will be held Saturday, April 26th at 11 o'clock at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the funeral home Saturday, April 26th from 9 until the time of service at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials may be made to the Shriners Hospital in Minneapolis, St. Jude's, or a local food pantry. Joanne Charlotte Baxter, 94, of Richland Center and formerly of Avoca.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM Certified Service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM Certified Service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com. Chevrolet, together, let's drive.
The 8 o'clock ABC News on WRCO FM 100.9 and WRCE 107.7 FM and
45. ABC News, I'm Brian Clark.
There's a hearing today over the challenge to Elon Musk and his Department of Government Efficiency's oversight and cuts to the federal government. That challenge brought by 14 states, but that department continuing to expand its scope, says ABC's Nicole D'Antonio.
ABC News has learned DOGE requested access to an IRS data system that retains the personal tax information of millions of Americans. Sources say they have not been granted access yet. Today, Musk is expected to visit the Air Traffic Control Command Center to better understand what the FAA needs to modernize the system.
The union representing FAA employees says hundreds have been laid off. Secretary of State Marco Rubio's in Saudi Arabia ahead of talks with Russian officials aimed at ending the war. More than 300,000 in the U.S. without power as a result of storms that brought flooding, blamed for at least 10 deaths. And the Vatican says Pope Francis has a respiratory infection, which requires further hospitalization for the 88-year-old. This is ABC News.
Enjoying this local program?